This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load 'em up, boys. We're baby crockers when you need 'em.
And here we go. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
You need to check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, I'm not as old as Grandpa Badfinger. I'm about 20 years younger. This means I'm also not nearly as manifestly senile. But right now, I'm only having the vaguest notion that something bad happened last week in Colorado. I can't quite put my trigger finger on it. It's just a hazy recollection of how whatever went down was pretty much the fault of, it was my fault. It was your fault. Even though last time I was in the Centennial State, I was on an airplane passing through Denver, and, you know, which meant I didn't actually get out and see anybody. Seems sort of implausible that it'd be my fault, but whatever. Facts and stuff are bourgeois conceits. Point is that I went looking through the media because whatever it was that went down was a super big deal for a scintilla of a moment, and then nothing. Nada. Zip. I guess the media and the Democrat politicians forgot about what went down in Boulder, too. It seems strange because I recall it was really important at the time that it happened. It almost seems like there was some sort of coordinated effort to never mention this event again. But that's just a crazy conspiracy theory, which is both crazy and conspiratorial. Like election fraud, the plot to frame Donald Trump, and the Hollywood scheme to slow our population growth in order to remedy climate change by quelling our collective male libido through making Amy Schumer and Lena Dunham movie stars. I mean, think about that part of it. Whatever happened was bad. So bad that we, normal people, well, now we need to be disarmed. Again, there's no one out there right now arguing anymore that something we did caused a mysterious event, but we must have caused it, right? I mean, it would make no sense to suggest that the solution is taking our firearms away from us if the problem was not us misusing firearms somehow. I do have a fake recollection that for a while those people, blue checks and who you see on TVs and airports, were very concerned about us normal people misusing our guns. And then I think there was some sort of a press conference about the person who actually did the bad thing, and poof, everything went black except the part about us having to give up our guns. See, us having to give up our guns is always front and center. And it became even more important to all the smart people lecturing us about how awful we are when it became clear we didn't do anything wrong. And I'm a little bit confused because I think I remember that a police officer was murdered, and all those smart set people were talking about the horrible crime of murdering a cop until they suddenly stopped talking about it. I'm confused. I have plenty of confusion about this. Because these same people usually seem to hate cops, calling them systemically racist and wanting to defund them. But every now and again, it's great. Their cops are great because you can blame their murder on people like us. Or when the cops are arresting conservatives for protesting. I have a handy technique to tell how our elite people are going to feel about the police at any given time. They hate cops when cops protect us and love cops when they can use law enforcement to persecute us. Or where they can blame us for attacks on law enforcement. That technique never gets old, never fails. Wait a minute. It's all coming back to me now. Yeah, there was a terrible crime in which a scumbag murderer killed 10 people, including a police officer. Now I remember. And the leftist media and politicians immediately started blaming the people they wanted to disenfranchise, assuming the killer's race, gender, religion, politics, and NRA membership status. They got the gender part right, although it's unclear with that this garbage pile with feet, who I will not name. He should die unmourned and forgotten. But we all know it. He does identify as a male. Basically, the real problem is what libs did is misgendering the trash human. No, this Trump-hating leftist was from Syria, not in the NRA, not a born-again Christian, did not check the intersectionality boxes useful to the left in the culture war on the liberal F-troop as they march on to exploit new tragedies and forget about this inconvenient one. And somehow this made it even more vital that the people who had no part in this atrocity be disarmed. Presumably at the same time the police are defunded and all those criminal victimized, convicted criminals are de-incarcerated. Enough with the sarcasm. Now for the anger. Here's the thing. Are we going to keep playing this game? Are we going to keep pretending that if a member of Group X commits a crime, Group X is collectively at fault? But if a member of Group Y commits a crime, Group X is collectively at fault? In the media, probably. And we need to start to push back. And we need to stop letting them pretend that the problem with America is normal Americans. To do that, we need to highlight the lies at the core of this poisonous flex. We need to cite the leftist hypocrisy to ourselves, sort of a political onism, amusing but not accomplishing much. Citing leftist hypocrisy to liberals in the hope liberals will be inspired to stop being hypocrites is a glorious waste of time. But citing leftist hypocrisy to normal people who are not immersed in politics is a powerful tool. You can educate them. Calling out the lies is critical to defeating the liars. Conservatives didn't kill people. Guns didn't kill people. A criminal killed people. One who shared the same views as the people trying to turn us into from citizens into serfs. The answer is not submission, but strength. And don't forget what happened in Boulder. Take action. Throw it in their smug, scrunchy faces. Highlight the hypocrisy endlessly. Support your local law enforcement if they support you. No more with the blind, let's just do it because it's the right thing to do, if they support you. And if you're a healthy, law-abiding adult who is so inclined, carry a weapon. As allowed in your jurisdiction to lawfully defend yourself, your family, your community, and your constitution from criminals and would-be tyrants. That's what the Second Amendment is about. The Second Amendment is not about hunting deer. It's not about target shooting, unless your target happens to be a tyrant. It's about shooting tyrants. These people, these leftists, these Democrats in name, which would make them dinos, which is about right for their age, isn't it? They're all about ready. They're always ready to blame you for something you didn't do. Because the day this criminal killed 10 people, 130, 140 million people that own guns legally, law-abiding people, didn't do anything wrong. Although 9,000 of them did stop a crime against themselves. So, when you see all this stuff, all these talking points, as they come across your desk and everything, notice how they're not talking about Boulder, Colorado now. Boulder, Colorado is the 2021 version of Mandalay Bay. And as far as these people doing all the talking, one phrase to deal with them, just to hell with those people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull, and release or set the fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the loose line, the militia line, Reformation, Providence. That's an exciting one. Come check them out, franklinarmory.com. Have you ever read something and saw so much stupidity, misdirection, and misinformation, and just out and out lying, you don't know where to begin? If you haven't, let me introduce you to a piece from Newsweek's Julia Marnin. And let's start with the headline. Mass shootings sometimes occur close together, but the reason why remains a mystery. We're going to ignore, you know, we're going to ignore the lead, which is actually spelled L-E-D-E, for those that are out there wanting to use the phrase. The lead to any story is the first paragraph, but in which she repeats the canard that gun violence is a public health issue. But after a stating that we don't know why mass shootings sometimes come in a cluster, she contradicts herself almost immediately after using the highly partisan gun violence archive metric to claim there have been 100 mass shootings so far this year. And, yeah, that's a whole lot of stupidity crammed into two paragraphs. And but then she does what is perhaps the only smart thing in the entire article. She talks to a shrink. Frank Farley told Newsweek, he is a psychologist and Temple University professor. In the world of psychology, we have very few phenomena that are due to one thing or one idea. It's really always a recipe with several ingredients. And he was saying this in regards to the prevalence of mass shootings. No kidding. Now, in the old days, if you were an editor in a newspaper, most of them had two major rules. Rule number one, everything is always more complicated. Yes, even that. Rule number two, everyone always has an agenda. And both apply here. Because then Julia goes on to note that a 2015 study, Contagion and Mass Killings and School Shootings, written by data scientists from Arizona State University and Northeastern Illinois University, used a mathematical model to see if contagion was evident in mass shootings. The conclusion was yes. And you can file that one under no kidding. Anyone with a brain realizes that when we go wall to wall with coverage of these things, making sure the shooter's name and face are all over the internet and the airwaves for 2 weeks, then there's hundreds of articles thrown at the wall designed to scare the living hell out of people just to see what will stick. Sort of like the one we're discussing. And the research acknowledged that this contagious effect could be potentially due to widespread media coverage of mass killings and school shootings. Once again, no kidding. It's not simply limited to mass shootings. Prominent suicides often provoke a wave of suicides. This is also a well-known phenomenon. And this is why when a teenager commits suicide, the schools carpet bomb the student body with counselors and resources. They don't want a wave of suicide. But then, of course, the shrink decides to tell us that mental illness isn't a factor in mass shootings, saying that the mentally ill tend to commit very few mass shootings. When mental health is a alleged factor for mass shooting, he said that the standard approaches to mental health, such as the APA's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, are important to consider. He said, I don't know of any mass shooters or serial killers who were studied as part of developing the DSM-5 diagnostic system. They're just not there. If you generalize from our standard diagnostic system in psychology and psychiatry to a mass shooter, you're going way beyond the data in hand. They're way beyond the basis for a diagnostic system. Apart from the part, you know, the fact that we know that this guy was obviously crazy. I mean, crazy. But then he goes on to speculate, the reason we have so horribly many of these things is because of guns. And then we get this. This is called the controversial weapons effect. The idea that the mere presence of a weapon makes the potential for aggressiveness more prominent. And it ties into another key factor you mentioned outside the realm of psychology to understand mass shootings. the easy access and ownership of guns in the U.S. Which, of course, is the point. If we just got rid of these icky guns, if we just be sheep, this stuff wouldn't happen. Which brings us back to the Gun Violence Archive, so widely used by journalists and their methodology. The GVA defines a mass shooting as four fatal or non-fatal injuries, excluding the shooter, which occur anywhere for any reason. So this lumps drive-bys and gang fights and the occasional domestic incident with the Boulder and Atlanta shootings. And that's a very useful metric if you want to make it seem like rampage killings are far more prevalent than they actually are. Mother Jones, of all places, has a far more useful metric on this, which is that to be counted, the incident needs three or more fatalities, excluding the shooter, must happen in public, and must be indiscriminate. So this means armed robberies and gang or domestic violence, that doesn't count. Going into a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado counts, or a movie theater in Aurora, or, you get what I'm saying, Virginia Tech, those kind of things. According to a 2018 RAND study, using those metrics in 2015, GVA claims there was 332 shootings of that type for us. Using the more restrictive and more accurate Mother Jones criteria, there were 7. So do you get what I'm saying? There's using the gun grabber calculus, 332. Using Mother Jones, of all people, their criteria, you get 7. And this is nothing but fear-mongering using statistics to lie. So mass shootings of this sort we're discussing are vanishingly rare. In 2018, there were 39,740 deaths in which being shot was the proximate cause. 61% were suicide, 35.1% were homicide. And the data from 1982-2018 compiled from CDC and Mother Jones shows 0.2% of deaths by firearm were public rampage killings. So you are, generally speaking, safe. Your kids are, generally speaking, safe at school. Contrary to all this bloviating, we need to focus on making our schools and public places safer from random nuts looking for fame, make them harder targets, if you will. Not demonizing an inanimate object. Definitely not demonizing a law-abiding citizen. We could be doing that instead of talking about something that's not really going to do too much of nothing for anything in any event. Not really. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In his first official full cabinet meeting, President Biden told various secretaries,
"We've got a lot of business to do, get done."
The president also named 5 members of the cabinet to take the lead in explaining the administration's jobs plan.
Working with my team here in the White House, these cabinet members will represent me in dealing with Congress, engage the public in selling the plan, and help work out the details as we refine it and move forward.
A company which is used by Johnson & Johnson to produce their coronavirus vaccine has been cited many times by the FDA for major problems such as poorly trained employees, cracked vials, and black mold found around the facility. Johnson & Johnson says an unknown quantity of vaccines were recently rejected. This is USA Radio News. Investigators are not saying exactly what caused the crash of Tiger Woods. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Investigators are tight-lipped about the cause of the crash that left golfer Tiger Woods seriously injured. The investigation into the February 22nd crash outside of Los Angeles has wrapped up. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying if they get permission from Woods to release the cause of the crash, they will. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is launching a program to help people in low-income communities get COVID-19 vaccines. Vice President Harris was at a roundtable with community leaders.
With the increasing number of supply of vaccinations, we are at a phase at this moment where we can actually get a hold of this thing and advance where we want to be as a country in terms of protecting our neighbors.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. President Joe Biden may not be jumping all over gun control, even in the wake of these two rampage killings, but it's not because he's doubtful of gun control. He hearts gun control. He's a longtime supporter of trampling the Second Amendment right. And there's no reason to think he's suddenly had a change of heart, especially with gun control groups breathing down his neck to do something. But folks on this side of the debate often point out that the proposals being suggested simply won't accomplish anything. Gun control fans are less convinced of this fact. They simply won't believe anything they say, or that we say, rather, excuse me. But maybe they'll believe Vox.com, because that's one of their own. There's a new poll from Data for Progress, and Vox finds Americans are broadly in favor of regulations on assault weapons and background checks for gun purchases. But these measures are likely to only have a moderate impact on the country's sky-high rates of gun violence, which aren't actually sky-high. This poll was conducted this month between the 19th and 21st of March after the shootings in Atlanta, but before the shootings in Boulder. Surveyed 1,291 likely voters and has a 3 percentage point sampling margin of error. A third of respondents said they have a gun in the home. Other surveys not restricted to likely voters have shown gun ownership rates of around 40% indicating this sample may have fewer gun owners than is representative or that average voter is less likely to own guns than the average American. Which I find both of those things to also be an error. Just anecdotally, though. Now, the poll finds both of these policies are widely popular. When asked if they would support a bill that would require a background check for all gun purchases, 65% of respondents said yes, with just 27% opposed, including 48% of Republicans and 58% of independents. Of course, they did not say, you know, we already have that, right? We already have. Every FFL that sells a gun gets a background check. When asked about the banning the manufacturer, you know, or banning the manufacturer possession and sale of semi-automatic guns, known as assault rifles, 61% were in favor, including 45% of Republicans and 53% of independents. These findings are consistent with other surveys showing majority support for these measures. That's what they're saying. Universal background checks don't directly influence the number of guns owned by Americans. As was explained, they can screen out some people from getting a gun. Recent studies suggest even universal background checks on their own don't have a big impact on gun death. They have no impact on gun death. Gun death, background checks only have impact on gun purchases. They have no impact on death, on gun death, no. Another policy in the DFP Vox poll drawing support is the creation of a database to track gun sales. Well, that's called a registry, which is illegal. While these efforts could help investigators and make it harder for certain people to access guns, neither of them get to the root of the problem. That's true. An assault weapons ban would be a bigger first step if you banned the manufacturer, ownership, and sale of these types of guns. But it does not reduce the number of guns in circulation by definition. Lopez reports that an assault weapons ban would reduce the deadliness of some mass shootings, but wouldn't address the 70-plus percent of firearm homicides that involve a handgun. Of course, the other problem they have is that all of the bans that they're discussing grandfather all of these things that exist in. That would be a big issue. Now, of course, Vox doesn't exactly hold to this. Going down a rabbit hole of other proposals without actually delving into whether any of these would actually work. And the spoiler alert to this is they won't, they don't, they can't. But it's interesting that one of the most left-leaning publications is admitting that many of these policies, they're not going to work as advertised. But they continue. Further, I'm unconvinced that such a ban would reduce the deadliness of mass shootings. While a study suggested just that, the methodology was suspect as hell, their words. But they are correct that even if such were true, it would do nothing to impact the majority of violent crime, which does involve a handgun. Especially since magazine capacity is rarely a factor in these shootings, despite most of those firearms being semi-automatic pistols. Now, of course, for some, this would be grounds to ban pistols, but since the Heller decision expressly addressed handgun bans, I don't think that's really feasible. Once again, this coming from Vox. And to be clear, they're not supporting a pro-gun position here. They're simply taking a dump on the plans currently in place because they want more restrictive measures to be passed instead. And here's the thing about this. I don't care what the polls say. I don't care what any surveys say. I don't care what, if you get out there and have a really good sample of people and they say, well, guns are bad, they should be done away with. I don't care. I don't care. All I care about is the rights. The rights are not subject to feelings and polls and surveys. Sorry to tell you that. Now, I looked at something called the Congressional Research Center, and, they're out there right now. We saw the eruption on Twitter with Boulder, Colorado. Another angry white man. Here's some, we have 9 incidents that have occurred in the United States with multiple people dying. And starting in January 9th, if you want to know who's shooting a bunch of people at one time, here you go. January 9th, Jason Nightingale, he's black, he killed 6. Raymond Childs, on January 24th, Raymond Childs III, he killed 6, he's black. Jerron Dejean Pridgen, February 2nd, black, killed 6. March the 13th, Malik Halfacre, black, killed 8. No, excuse me, 4. March 16th, Robert Aaron Long, white, Christian, he killed 8. March 16th in Phoenix, Gilbert Gonzalez, Hispanic, killed four. And March 22nd, Ahmad al-Aliwi, Elisa, Arab, Syrian, Muslim, he killed 10. 44 dead. It's not always a white guy. As a matter of fact, it's 1 in 9 this year. It's 1 in 9. And this has nothing to do with anything else that's going on around anybody else that's having these things happen. We know the most notorious ones right now are Atlanta and Boulder. But does that matter? Do facts matter? Does data matter? I think data matters. So, I mean, I'll play their stupid game, but I'm going to go looking for the numbers. I keep saying this over and over again. If all of a sudden I wake up one morning and my gun starts whispering to me, go shoot people. If it comes to me with the voices, I won't be carrying no guns. If the data indicates that owning guns makes you do things that you don't want to do, I won't be owning any guns, except the data does none of those things. The data is all about what actually happens. And that's where the problem comes. If you want to know a longer timeline, well, you know what? I'll cover that in the next segment. I've got some longer timelines as far as who's doing the shooting. And this is an important thing to consider, simply because they're the ones out there with the tweets saying another angry white man does this. And at the same time, this is not getting to the root cause of the problem. This is just a distraction based upon a political agenda to push a political agenda. That's all that is. We got to ignore these. And knowing what's really going on will help you do that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners.
lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Excuse my throat. When you look at a longer timeline and you want to break, since we're playing ID politics here, if you look at the mass shootings that have occurred, and I said nine, there's actually been seven, 57% of the perpetrators this year so far have been Black American. But this is a very small data set, and this is it can lead to misleading percentages. If you were just to add a few more Caucasian shooters, then the percentages change drastically. So you have to consider that longer timeline. So coming from Statista, between 1982 and March 2021, 54% of rampage shooters or mass shooters were white, 17% Black, and 8% Latino. Now, Latino is not a race. Latino is it's more based on language, common cultures perhaps, but it's not a race. But, when you think about this, 73% of America is white, and Black America is 12.7%. So white people are actually underrepresented in this stat, while Black Americans are overrepresented. But you can take, there's another egregious example of the misuse of statistics, an article published in Newsweek in October 2017 after the Las Vegas shootings, which declared that white men have committed more mass shootings than any other group. And we get this. Mother Jones found that non-Hispanic white men have been responsible for 54% of mass shootings since August 1982. Another tally with a longer timeline and a different definition of mass shooting found non-Hispanic white men make up 63% of those attacks. PolitiFact looked at this and rated this mostly true. Well, there are more white people in the United States than any other ethnic group. And even if you allow the higher figure from the unnamed other tally, white males are underrepresented among mass killers. But that doesn't really matter here in this particular case because, after all, it's mostly true. How did this guy get his gun in Boulder? First of all, anytime one of these things happen, everybody makes assumptions on the gun grabber side about why the gunman carried out the attack and how the gun control proposals could have prevented the tragedy. which all of the gun control proposals that they are proposing were present in this particular case. So that one, maybe that's why this has gone away from the media. As the scene was unfolding, of course, speculation took place, and instant calls for anti-Second Amendment legislation was imminent. And one of the biggest claims is that the universal background check or the enhanced background check could have prevented the gunman from obtaining his firearm, which is just flat-out false. It's nonsense. It can eliminate you from getting a gun from a source. It is not going to eliminate you from getting a gun. Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa purchases Ruger AR-556 pistol 6 days before he carried out the attack at King Superstore in Boulder. He made the purchase at the Eagle's Nest Armory in Arvada, Colorado. They did everything correctly. They did everything they were supposed to do. And they did it based on the criteria put forth by the ATF and the United States government. And the state of Colorado. He purchased a firearm from an FFL, meaning he purchased the firearm legally. He went to the gun dealer. He filled out a 4473. And he filled out the form to go through the background check. Then he went through the background check. And he passed the background check. Since he was doing it at a gun shop, the fact that it was not enhanced or universal never came into play. Right now, they're pushing for H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446, one that would expand background checks and another that would extend the waiting period. But there are three problems with these calls, though. The first is Colorado has a universal background check. If a person sells their firearm privately, he or she must meet the buyer at an FFL, where the buyer has to fill out the 4473 and undergo the background check process. That didn't come into play. By the way, that was passed based upon a 40%. 40% of all guns are out there not getting a background check. Well, turns out that Colorado was a really good test bed for this because we found out that actually 6% of the guns sold in Colorado are private sales. But hey, they got the universal background check. Even if Elisa purchased the firearm from a private party, which he didn't, he would still have had to go on. He still would have had to have gone to a dealer and had a background check run. This has been in place in Colorado since March of 2013. The second issue is that Elisa didn't have any felony convictions. He had a misdemeanor assault charge on his record for hitting another student when he was a senior in high school, back in 2018. If this had happened when I was in high school, I wouldn't have had that record because we used to do some crazy things when I was in school. Nowadays, they don't have that kind of tolerance. In order to be denied for firearm purchases, you have to have a felony conviction on your record. This was a legal transaction. He was not a prohibited possessor. The third problem, he was on the FBI watch list. And I'm laughing because they keep saying, well, if you're on this list or that list, you shouldn't be allowed to buy guns. Well, he was on the FBI watch list. He went through a background check. That was the NICS is run by the FBI. How come they didn't catch it? And we don't know what the FBI... he was associating with somebody, right? That's what we've heard. But did they have information about a potential attack? Was this another example of the FBI dropping the ball? On paper, universal background checks sound great, especially to those who are ignorant about firearm policy and legislation, but they do very little to curb gun violence. The Boulder shooting is the latest example of where those gun control measures, which proponents guarantee would prevent mass carnage, have failed. AWR Hawkins on Breitbart, he's got a list of all kinds of attacks where people passed a background check. Atlanta, yep. Parkland, yeah. Texas Church, yeah. Mandalay Bay, yeah. Alexandria, yeah. Orlando, yeah. UCLA gunman, yeah. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's a long list. It's a nauseating list. We should be looking at this and saying, and this is the thing. This is the thing. If they're going to get out there and they're going to say to you that we have to have these in order to stop crime, all you have to do is look at this long list of fail to understand this doesn't work. And the fact that we keep on doing it, and the fact that there's people still out there listening to these guys saying, we can stop this. We can stop this. These bills, universal background checks, would have to create a firearm registry in order for them to work. So this would mean the government would know exactly who owns what guns moving forward, something that Second Amendment supporters believe could lead to firearm confiscation. It also penalizes private party transfers, which typically take place between family and friends and already regulated. This would be redundant legislation. The only thing that I find interesting about this particular time is right now they're trying to ramrod a bill through for $3 trillion in spending. And I've heard a lot of people saying, well, you know, the Democrats could pass this through reconciliation. They want to pass this spending bill. And if they do that, they would have to, this would be the third bill they passed through reconciliation. And they're not allowed to pass these just over and over again. There's only so many they're allowed to do per year, per fiscal year. So they're looking at a sort of obscure parliamentary technique in order to be able to do it a third time, because they've already done it twice. So, I don't know. I don't think that they don't have the votes to get rid of the filibuster. They don't have the votes to pass gun control in the Senate. And you can't executive order that. Joe Biden knows this. He told Kamala Harris that in a debate. You can't make this stuff happen. So, we'll see. It's certainly a weird time politically in this world today. We have hour number two coming up. Joining me in the next hour is going to be Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.